Mac Mobile. Liu 2T. House waiting on UPS to get here and deliver my router so I can get my internet back up.
Because then it'll take longer for him to get there.
Oh, I'm not waiting for him particularly. I'm doing some things. I have some pictures I was editing and things like that. So, you know, I'm not getting all upset about it. You know, when it shows up, it'll show up.
Well, I'm just heading up to Ingalls, got to grab a couple little items, and then heading back to the house.
Either today or tomorrow, I've got to run out to place where I get parts for my mobile home and pick up a basket to go in the kitchen sink. One of the ones I got with the new fittings I put in, it broke. So I don't have any way to shut the sink off and use it like it's supposed to. So anyway, but that's a thing for another day.
What do you got to do, shut the sink off underneath the sink?
No, you know, the strainer basket that goes down in the sink when you're doing dishes and things like that, strainer basket, one of the ones that I got with the new one that I had, it broke for some reason. And I have no clue why, but I need to get it fixed. And so I will I need to go out and find me another one that will fit into this same fitting. And not all of them are created equal, I found out.
W4NGU. Hey, Rusty. Bob, what'd you do to your hand? Are you okay now?
I had to have surgery on it, and they put a plate in there and some about 12 screws, and so it's healing. I've still got a, like a removable splint, I guess they call it, that, you know, I'm wearing for the most part, but I do take it off to kind of give it a little air. But it's healing.
My goodness, a work accident?
About 12-foot fall.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Somebody's waiting on me. Good to hear both of you, and we'll see you later, W4NGU. And listen, I'll pick up your beam for you if you want me to when Gary's done with them. Just whatever you want me to do.
Just let me know when you got it, and we'll make arrangements to meet you or come and get it or whatever the case may be. I got to pay Gary for it, but I'm pretty sure I can handle that through PayPal.
I don't think he's doing PayPal, some kind of tax issue. He said messes him up. I'll just pay for both of them, and you can pay me or whatever you want to do.
That's fine. I can give you cash if I know when I'm going to see you or PayPal you or send you a check or whatever you want to do. Just, I'm not sure who's left to go over there and pick up their stuff yet, so I know he wants to hang on to the assembled one until everybody has had a chance to get a good look at it.
Last email I saw, he didn't want anybody before Saturday. He had something else to get for it, and I'd rather it all be complete. So anyway, I'll keep you informed, and I put in for you to get the assembled one, but we'll see what Gary decides. Go ahead, Rusty, W4NGU.
Hi, Phil. Hello and goodbye. I guess you're getting out, so anyway, good to talk to you. And, yeah, I got to get down there and make arrangements to take a look at that thing and get mine and pay for the materials, too. So anyway, we'll see what happens on that. Then I got to figure out where I'm going to put it. But anyway, so, Bob, you just out running to the grocery store and back, huh?
Coax for Fred's beam on Saturday, so I got to put some connectors on. I'm going to do that. Excuse me. Just going to be tinkering around the shack today.
In here in a little while and strip that two sides of that ladder line off so I can get to the bare wire, and then I can solder that wire to the wire on the coax and then go from there. So that's my next step to do this afternoon. Anyway, well, talk to you later. Be careful out there on the road, and don't work too hard today. ND7J, W2T.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be working hard. I've got two new cat cables that I ordered for my expert, and I'm gonna be hooking those up to the radios and configuring that stuff. So have a good one, Rusty. Worked out perfect. I'm pulling into Ingles. Gotta go inside. Catch everybody later, ND7J.